We are learning with Sechtas Tainus of Chavtes Amam Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Chavtes Amam Beis, two dots. It's saying the Mishnah, Mishenichnas Av Matam Simcha. When it comes to Av, you might be Simcha. I'm Rav Yehuda Rei, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei the Rav, Kishem Mishenichnas Av Matam Simcha. Just like we find by Av, you might be Simcha. Kach Mishenichnas Av the Marv Simcha. Same thing by Ad also, we are Marv Simcha. One, the contrasting months, the Av is Mamatim B'Simcha, we should not be as happy, and Adah, we are Marbim B'Simcha. So to Gemara Vayit, on top of Oman Beis, Omra Papa, Hilkach, Bar Yisrael, the Islay Din of Hadi Nachri, if a person from Klai Yisrael has a Din Taira, has a court case with a non-Jew, L'shtamit Minei, it means Rashi says, Be'akoy Yishlam, and their Batei Dinim, and their courts, L'shtamit Minei Ba'av, don't have the court case in the Chodesh of Av, the Rei Mazle, because his mazel is no good. And it's brought on Shulchan Aruch's halacha. The limtzi nafshi ba'adar, the bari mazel. It's better if he does it ba'adar, where there he has good mazel. In the past, once we mentioned Rav Yehuda, we're going to mention Rav Yehuda again here, a member for Rav Yehuda. It says in the pasuk, losses lochem achris of tikva, that when Hashem sent Klai Yisrael to Bavel, he gave them some hope, some achris of tikva. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Bar Shulas, which made the Rav, Eilu de Kolam Kli Pishton. This is that in Bavel, they were sent to Bavel as Gauls, but Bavel has some islands. First of all, it has the Kolam, has palm trees, a lot of palm trees, where they have Parnassah from. Like Gemara said before, they were able to buy dates very cheap, and they always had food to eat. The Kli Pishton also is very common. It was very all over the place. They had pishdon, that is flax seeds, and they're able to have clothing very easily there. So either way, in the Golas, there was a silver lining that they had the comically pishdon there. Another drash from Rabbi Yehuda, it says in the pasuk that when Yaakov Avinu came in to get his brachas from Yitzchak, Vayomer, Yitzchak says, Re'ei, to the Yigash, Vishak Loi, Vayorach, Reach, Begodov, Erecheu, and Yitzchak benched him, Vayomer, Re'ei, Reach, Benik, Reach, Soda, Shabarach, Hashem. You smell like the Gan Eden. That's what it says. Om Rav Yehuda, Reidor Shmuel, Rashi Yosef Meidor Rav, Kireach Sozot HaBuchim. It smelled like the field of apples. Now, partial learning means apples, but apples don't smell that good. They smell good, but it's not like unbelievable. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, Yesh Mefarshim Tapuchim Kireach Esroigim. He says like the smell of Esroigim, it's a little bit more geschmack. Esroigim smell a little better than apples. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It says now about the Shvua Shechal Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av lands up in that week, we have to be knowing certain dine avelis. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lias Besecha Asur L'Saper L'Kavis. You can't take a haircut that week, and you can't do laundry that week. Omer Rav Nachman, Lo Yishon U'El L'Kavis L'Lubash. Rav Nachman says the whole issue is to do laundry and to wear it. Aval Kavis L'Aniach Mutter. But to do laundry for after Tisha B'Av, that's mutter. That's according to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes argues. I'm going to pass like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Omer, Afilu Chavis V'Laniach Aser. Even to wash, to put away, is also to do. Why? Zok Rashi. The Nira Kimesiach Daita She'oisik B'Kibas B'Godim. It looks like Kimesiach Das M'Avelis. If you're busy washing your clothing for after Tisha B'Av, that's not correct. And if you're not allowed to do that. Even L'Chavis V'Laniach is also. Omer Rav Sheshes, Teida, bring a riot that I'm right. The Batli Katsri De Be'Rav. Katsri are the laundromats. They were all bottle in the town of Rav. They were all bottle. So you see, why are they bottle? Let them be washing laundry for after Tisha B'Av. Teretz says, you're not allowed to do laundry at all during the 9 days, during the Shavuot Shechava, according to the Gemara. And Rashi and Tosfos will explain, why is Katsri a laundromat? Because he says, when they used to wash clothing, they used to step on them, and they used to get smaller. They used to get smaller, and therefore they're called Katsri. That's why they're called Katsri. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So I think about Vayta. Mos Rav Nuna. We have a kasha on one of them on the Yomer. Mos Rav Nuna. Bechamishi on Thursday, which says in our Mishnah that on Thursday, which is for Shabbos, Matarim. You let her wash laundry, recover Shabbos, because of covered Shabbos. So Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilim lechabes a little bit. If it means to wash laundry and to wear it, then my covered Shabbos zikah. Why wearing fresh laundry today is that called covered Shabbos? Ella, it must be laniach to. You let her do it for later, for Shabbos, which comes Tisha B'Av lands around Friday. You're doing the laundry for Shabbos, which is after Tisha B'Av. Break the Gemara of Chamishu D'Shari. It's Mashma. Chamishu D'Shari. Av Shabbos Kula Aser. Only I'll cover Shabbos. Therefore, it's Mutar on Thursday. But the rest of the week, it's Aser. So you see, even L'Chabbos L'Haniach is Aser because to wash laundry to wear it, then even on Thursday should be awesome, because what's the head to wear fresh laundry on Thursday? Teretz says, it means I'm allowed to wash laundry today for tomorrow, for the next day. So you see, if not for Thursday, it'll be also to do. So it's a raya to the man the Yom Rav Sheish, this whole is also to do. So I don't know. Loi lom lechav is a lovers. Whole is only to wear. Here, why are you allowed to do it here? Because you only have one shirt. If you only have one shirt, so you need a fresh shirt for Shabbos. So you have to wash it. if you have to wash it, you have to wear it today also because you don't have no other shirt. So therefore, here could be a case where it's muta lilbush. If I had the whole issus lilbush, what's the head to do the lilbush to wear it on Thursday? Teretz is because here you only have one shirt. And the only way to wash it on Shabbos is by washing it today and wearing it today. And where do we find the idea that there's a het of cholakechot? If someone has one shirt, he's allowed to wear it on chol hamoed. Now, just to speak out, once you mention chol hamoed, you have to speak out halacha l'maaseh. So Tosfos speaks out klar on chol hamoed. We don't do something that makes a siman on it, and people don't notice halacha l'maaseh. If you have only one shirt, you are not allowed to wash it on chol hamoed. If you don't have another shirt, buy another shirt. There's no heter to wash a shirt on chol hamoed, even though you only have one shirt. There are exceptions to the rule, like for children's clothing that you get dirty often, and there might be a heter for a pregnant woman who has special stockings. Also, that's something that gets dirty often, they could wash it. But upon him, a regular person has one shirt or one suit, is not allowed to wash that shirt or suit, even if he only has one of them. He has to buy a new one. He cannot do it on chol hamoed. That's halacha l'maaseh. But Gabi, our Gemara, we just use that idea to answer our kasha. But either way, we have a machlekes here of Nachman and Erev Sheshes. Erev Sheshes holds even l'chavetz v'niach is awesome. Meisa, we have another kasha. It says in the Braisa, Osir, no, Itmar, skipped. Sorry, Itmar, Nugamar, Itmar. Now, Itmar, same halacha, but just a new man, the Yomar. Itmar Nami. Omar, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Lazar, Loshon, Lechavis, Vilubash. This whole issue is only to Lechavis, Vilubash. Avalaniach, Mutter, a new man, the Yomar, besides Rav Nachman, who says Mutter. And Mason, when I have a kasha on that, man, the Yomar, I'm going to slug up that man, the Yomar. This man, the Yomar, again, said like Rav Nachman, that's Mutter to do laundry for after Tishabah. Mason, also Lechavis, Vne Tishabah, Afiloniach, Lach Tishabah, first of Raisa, you're now allowed to wash clothing on the 9 days, even for to put aside for after 9 days. And the Braisa goes vaita v'giyetz shalonu kibah shalahem, which means like this: in Bavel the water was very dirty, and therefore there was no issur to wash clothing in Bavel because even after you washed it, it still was dirty. But giyetz, which is like an ironing or it's like a better washing, they bang it or they use extra soap. It's a big shy what giyetz exactly means, but giyetz shalonu kibah shalahem. Giyutz in Bavel is the same level as kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. The klipishton emem shem giyutz. And klipishton, which was stuff you wore straight on the body, that is no isser of giyutz because you never washed that so well anyway. And therefore that's mutter. Bakapana, what does it say in this price? So they now let her wash laundry, even to lehniach, lachatishabav, tiyufta, staka shlagadav. When we talk a paskin, they now let her do laundry even for after tishabav. And legabi the shayla of kibbutz shalonu, the mechaber paskin's lemaisa, that any type of laundry is also to do, sai klipishton. And cycle tzemer, any type of thing. I'll read it. Halacha. It's tough kuf nev aleph sif gimel. And lemaisa we paskin that all mizman hazeh eim echabsim b'mayim b'vad. You can't wash with water. The nimtza shekol kibush shel zman hazeh have a giyutz for osam medina filled with klipishton lof shamir. You're not allowed to wash any clothing. Lemaisa that's what we paskin. You're not allowed to do any laundry. Kaponim in Shua Shechaba according to the Mechaber. You're not allowed to do any laundry in the week of Tisha B'Av, and the way we go with the Ramah, even from Rosh Chodesh Av, you're not allowed to do any type of laundry whatsoever. And children are a different story. I and Sham and Halacha L'mayim, so we're talking about adults now. Zot the Gemara Vayit. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Guri Mishmei de Rav Yechanan. Af al bishom a klipishton emeshom giyutz. Even when we said a klipishton don't have an issur giyutz, but also loyf shem shavu shachal tisha b'av is b'secha. That means even in Bavel, where we said and a klipishton, where we said that's not a problem to wash the clothing there, or and klipishton even giyutz is not a problem because klipishton don't get clean, but still you can't wear freshly laundered pishton even in Bavel, even in the minig of the Gemara, still you can't wear it, only can wash it. And like we said, it's not a get it to us, because by us we can't wash it either. That's the minig, we don't wash it at all either, anything. So the Gemara Vayta, Omer Rab, Lo Yishonu, this is Surum, Shuvah Shechabay, Lo Yishonu Elefonu, it's only before Tisha B'Av. Avla Achrav, even Shuvah Shechabay, after Tisha B'Av Mutter, means if Tisha B'Av lands up on a Tuesday, so Sunday and Monday is us, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Mutter to do laundry and take care of us. Even after Tisha B'Av, it's Shua Shechaba, it's awesome. Like it's Rav and Shmuel. We pass it like Rav. Meisvei, we ask you a kasha. It says in the Braisa, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Secha. A week where Tisha B'Av lands up in that week, says in the Braisa, also a saper of lekabes, you can't take haircuts, you can't wash your laundry. Uvechamishi mutar when it covered Shabbos, and on Thursday is mutar because of covered Shabbos. Ketzad. If Tisha B'Av lands up on a Sunday, mutar lekabes kol Shabbos kula. The whole week before, you let it wash because it's not Shavuot Shechaba. If Tisha B'Av lands up b'sheni, b'shlishi, b'raviyah, b'chamishi, lands up either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, lefan of aser, before Tisha B'Av is mutar, is aser to do laundry, and la'achrav after Tisha B'Av mutar. This is again first of Braisa, not like Rab. Chalias me'erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av lands on erev Shabbos, mutar lekabes b'chamishi because Shabbos, you're allowed to do laundry on Thursday become a Shabbos. Loit kibbutz chamishi. If you got to do it then, mutl chavos be'erev Shabbos minchal amayla. Even allowed to do the laundry on Tisha B'Av itself on minchal amayla. But the Gemara interjects that Rav did not like that. Layet the law abaya v'tamer Rav Acha b'Yakov aha. If someone did laundry on Tisha B'Av, he's very upset about that. It's not the right way to do it. Don't do laundry on Tisha B'Av. And the Brice is going to go further. But just the Brice is saying clearly, not like Shmuel and like Rav, that before Tisha B'Av was also, after Tisha B'Av was also. Now, this halacha that b'chamishi is mutter, l'maisa, that's not our minig, and we hold l'maisa that even on Thursday, in the 9 days, you cannot do laundry. That is our minig, that we're not samech on doing laundry on covered Shabbos. That's our halacha. The Mishabruah and Sivkot Laman Beis, Tav Kuf Ramam, so let's breathe down, Darkin Moshe, Mashu, Nogu, Bezela, Isser, okay, if you only have one shirt for Shabbos, then you can make them maybe. By the akum shittashari, a day ago is mutter. So for covered Shabbos, there are some kind of terim. You have to ask a rav. But let's go far back in the brayso. Chali is b'sheni v'chamishi. When Tisha B'Av lands up on a Monday or a Thursday, so you anyway lane that day. So what do you do? What do you do at Tisha B'Av laning? So Tisha B'Av laning will only add on a maftir. That's all. Karen shloisha umaftir echad, and the guy gets Yisrael gets shlishi, he gets a maftir also. B'shlishi uravi, since that day is not a laning day, kair echad umaftir echad. Only there's one aliyah, and he's maftir. That's the halacha. That's the halacha of this man Yama holds. It's kair echad maftir echad a chiddush that you can have one aliyah. But that's the man Yama holds. They kair echad. And that same person does have Taira. Rabbi Yossi says no. La oylam keren shloishim after echad. You always have three with have Taira. Al kaponim, ad kana braisa. Voshtet na braisa. That acharav is mutter. Tifta de Shmuel. It's a kasha on Shmuel. Tifta de Shmuel. Amalach Shmuel tanoihi. Shmuel says it's a machlokes tanoim. The tanya went in a braisa. Tisha B'Av shechalias b'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av that landed up on Shabbos. The first part of Brisa is not shayach or shayla between Rav and Shmuel. It's about something else. If Tisha B'Av lands up on Shabbos, v'chein erev Tisha B'Av shechalias b'Shabbos or erev Tisha B'Av shechalias b'Shabbos. So usually, you're not allowed to eat anything by Sudas on Fesekas. But if it lands up on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. Oichel v'shoisa kol tzarcha. You can eat whatever you want. Or ma'ila shechon efilik suda shloima v'shayit. You're even allowed to have a suda like shloima when he was a melech. Because shloima melech at one point was not a melech. He was captured by Ashmedai, a whole story, and he was not a melech. He was a hedyot. So at one point he was not a melech. So suda's shloima ha-melech b'shayit while he was a melech. And the Brisa goes further, and this is what's the gay us. But also saper of lekabes v'shoyesh v'atayinis. You're not allowed to take haircuts or do laundry from Rish Chaydesh until the Tainus, like our minig. The Rabbi, Yehuda Eimer, Kol HaChaydesh Kule Aser, the whole month is Aser, which means even afterwards, the whole month of Av is Aser. Rav Shemuel Eimer, Ein Aser La Oisah Shabbos Vad, only that week, Blavad. Like Rashi explains, it means that week and even afterwards. So this is a Tana, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Shemuel are like Shmuel. V'tanya Yidichun, not a Braisa, a similar Braisa. V'noyag Evel M'Rish Chayesh V'atayinus V'ra Meir. Meir says the veil starts from Rish Chayesh to the Tainus. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Kol HaChayesh Kula Aser, the whole Chayesh is Aser. Rav Shemuel Eimer Ein Aser La Oisah Shabbos Vad, only that week, but that week before and afterwards. Hakaponim, that's where Shmuel has a shita that says, like him, he brings a raya from here, from these two shitas, the whole, it's the whole week, or the whole month, it means even afterwards is asr, and that's the Mechagas Tanoim. And Hashem, next year we'll continue, where Rabbi Yechman will explain the makar for these three, Mandi Amrim, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.